in the Summer of Liberty, WRJZ 2026. This is Joy Radio, the one and only. Jonathan Baker has now joined us as he is awakened from his slumber, from just a few moments of slumber that he had. You had so much slumber, it was almost like lumber, wasn't it, bud?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
The good part about it is your voice sounds much deeper, doesn't it, Dave? His voice has much more resonance in it there.
It's just the morning voice. I'll get over it in about 30 minutes.
But Dave brought you some coffee because that's brotherly love.
I'm very appreciative, right? It's going to get me through the day.
Do you know if it was just me here, he wouldn't have made that coffee that early? He'd usually wait till about 6:40 or 6:45, then he'd wander back there and make some coffee. But now, since you're here, coffee is made. Now, I've got coffee, and I started to bring you a whole other tumbler of this stuff that I got. Actually, it was Starbucks brew. But what makes it good is the kind of water that I have. The key to good coffee is not just the coffee bean. It's the kind of water. If you have really clean water with no extra minerals in it, I know you want mineral water, but for the most part, when you're making coffee, you want that filtered water that I have.
Yeah.
And I've got a whole house water filtration system. So when you take it through the reverse osmosis system, it's really clean, and you run it over these beans real hot, you get a good brew. That's a good stuff. You say you like the smell of that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So what's your idea, entrepreneur, for something that would make people happier when they sniff?
Oh, I don't know. I just said I think they need those, like, the little trees, like the car freshener. They just need one that smells like the, like, freshly brewed coffee.
There you go. I think that's a great idea.
I thought that was a good idea. I mean, maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Maybe you're the inventor. But first, you're also helping worship at Wallace Knox. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
You are also getting ready to head to the University of Mobile come, I guess, 1st of August, pretty soon.
Yeah, we're... my day for leaving Knoxville is August 13th, so I'm definitely really excited.
Counting down the days.
Yeah.
But then we got the semi-quincentennial. You get to leave and kind of go on a semi-vacation, bachelor party. So what does a bachelor party look like for a Baptist worship leader?
I mean, you know, we're just a couple of guys, you know, just getting together and having a great time. You know, obviously we're still going to, you know, like, worship the Lord and everything we do. But, you know, it's just fellowship.
Do you mean you can have fun, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you mean you can have fun without drinking?
Yeah.
I'll be dogged. See, I wish I would have known that when I was your age. I know that now. The most fun I've had is past 30 years old, because that's about the time I quit drinking. And that's about the time that St. Louis lost about half their jobs. Anyway, praise
goodness.
Well, it's true. Coming up in a few moments, we're talking about the nuclear family and a salute to fathers and much more. Jonathan Baker's with us. He's going to help us. Also, later on, Emancipation Week continues. We'll play that wonderful soundbite from Bernard P. Fife. Bernard Fife. You're going to love it. All right here at WRJZ. It's now 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
The Summer of Liberty is underway, brought to you by Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls in Gatlinburg. Hey, Jonathan, we're probably going to do a remote up there.
If you happen to be in town,
I'll let you know.
If there's cinnamon rolls, I'll be in town. Don't you worry.
Well, it's going to be in August.
Oh, well.
They're waiting until school gets back.
Maybe I'll be.
So if you're going the 13th, yeah, it may be one of your send-offs. We're going to have Jenny Bushkell's already volunteered to go. And I said, listen, gang, if we're going to go up there, we may have to leave here at 4 o'clock in the morning because we want to be settled in by 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an hour and 15 minutes. It's Glades Road in Gatlinburg in the Arts and Crafts District. Also brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. You know how much yard I've got to mow. You've seen my yard.
Yeah, I've seen.
And it looks, I do say so myself, it looks immaculate. And so that's mostly because of them. They maintenance my vehicle. They've taken care of, by the way, they have also given me some good advice on how to keep the grass growing, even in a drought, and keep it, you know, vital and all that kind of good stuff. So it's great. Then, brought to you by Cedar Springs Christian Store, 504 North Peters Road. Vicki told me that they've got a special promotion going with Dr. David Jeremiah. So David Jeremiah's got a book out called Shaken, the second in his fiction series. And Shaken is I read the first part of it. It's like, hey, this is good. Most of his stuff is. So 40% off today, Shaken at Cedar Springs. Then, also sponsored by Rusty Wallace Nissan. You ever met Cougar? Cougar Gene Morris?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's Cougar Gene Morris.
Gotcha.
He's the man over there. He makes it all happen. Cougar's it's got tremendous bargains, yes, but also the service over there is like second to none. Unbelievable. Then you've got another sponsor, City Heating and Air Conditioning. So they're the people who take care of our air conditioning. They come and they maintenance the air conditioning. I mean, I've got all these people. They're just wonderful people. City Heating and Air Conditioning. And imagine today, wasn't it weird when you stepped outside and it was like 78 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
The wind was, I felt like I was at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of dry. It wasn't particularly, you know, oppressive. And I was doing my push-ups outside. It wasn't bad, but because the wind was blowing. We got a system moving in. Wind's been blowing all day long.
It's blowing my car on the drive here. You can feel it.
So tell people what you were doing all day yesterday, starting at, what, 6 or something in the morning? Or when was it?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean,
you did the Grace Place thing.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have a couple of really good jobs. I absolutely love where I work, but I work at Grace Place at Grace Baptist Church. It's kind of like a after school / summer camp ministry for the kids. It's kindergarten through middle school.
And by the way, they got VBS going on this week.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and so I work. I worked there. I worked there yesterday from about 6:45 to I think 4:15, 4:30, and then I got to head over to Wallace Memorial Baptist Church, where I'm an apprentice under the worship pastor there.
Who is
Corey Van Meter?
Corey Van Meter,
great guy. Teaches me lots of things every single week. You know, he gives me the opportunity to lead.
You got some good mentors in
your
life.
Absolutely, yeah, it's great. So I was able to, you know, get some work done there, have a little, you know, work.
You getting ready for Sunday?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what are you playing? You playing, are you keyboard or are you playing something else? Or are you singing?
Yeah, I'll be leading at, one of the sister churches for Wallace on Sunday, Riverview. It's more towards like downtown, like South. Like,
do they have Soak No as well?
Yes, they've branched. They're independent now, but they.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So they become autonomous. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Love what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now, I saw some pictures from Sukno, and they were having a VBS event. To the VBS people out there, God bless you. Seriously. To those of you who work with children, for those of you with Vacation Bible School, you're amazing. Cleaning up the stains. Settling arguments, telling the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all that kind of cool stuff. God bless you. So, but yeah, so it gives you lots of different worship opportunities, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And you're going to learn to lead worship. Then you're going to go to the University of Mobile sometime in August. And when you do, you're going to, you know, start with, you may have a chance to sing with or around or, you know, worship ministries and learn this, that, and the other. But there's so much. Roger Breland is a great connection there. We all know him.
Yeah.
From Truth. Truth started way back, really, in the 70s. And some people even said 1969. I'm not sure about that. But he's been doing the ministry of Truth for years. Unbelievable. When I say years, I'm talking about 5 decades.
Mm.
So you got a good, strong start, bud.
I'm so excited.
Jonathan Baker over there at WRJZ. Jonathan Baker, the music maker. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, weather and traffic up next, 865-342-5620. Question, should our fifth graders have less screen time in school? What do you think? 865-342-5620.
The Joy Radio Summer of Liberty is sponsored in part by City Heating and Air Conditioning and Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. Listen for more patriotic messages during the Summer of Liberty on Joy Radio.
When they asked Ben Franklin, well, what do we have? Do we have a monarchy or do we have a republic? Do you remember what they said, Jonathan?
I don't know. You might have to tell me.
Okay. He said, Ben Franklin did, we have a republic if you can keep it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big if. But what wise words from a wise man who was already getting into his 80s by the time the Constitution was being fought over, screamed about, debated. You know, they argued for 3 days over the word therefore.
Yeah. You gotta start it, and the first word's got to be, you know.
It's, boom. And you know, you're talking about in the free speech clause and religion clause. Congress shall make no law with regard to an establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof. So there was going to be a therefore in there. They took that out and they put thereof on the other end, or prohibit the free exercise thereof. So Congress shall make no law with regard to an establishment of religion. So there wasn't a state church. Like in England, you had a state church.
Like separation of church and state.
Yeah. That comes actually from Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
The Danbury Baptist Association, they were concerned that the government would tell them how they would worship God. And Jefferson wrote them a letter. This is not inside the Constitution, but he wrote them a letter saying, there is a wall of separation, and this wall of separation was to protect the churches from government. But church people and people who attend church and people who were leaders in their church are the ones who were in government at that time. As a matter of fact, in most state constitutions, and it said in Tennessee's state constitution many years ago, if you do not have an appreciation and understanding of a future reward of a future state of rewards and punishments and a supreme divine being who created the heavens and the earth, you're not fit to be governing in the state of Tennessee. Well, the other original 13 colonies, for the most part, all had this similar statement. If you didn't have a belief in the holy writings, scripture, you weren't fit to govern. Some of their state constitutions still say that to this day. It's completely ignored. Isn't that amazing? But it's things we should know about. A lot of people wondered what the greatness was of America. So have you been keeping up with the World Cup?
Oh, yeah.
As
absolutely.
Much as you could?
Yeah.
So you saw last Friday night, United States defeat Paraguay 4-1.
Yeah.
And I actually had to call Carlos Lopez, Mr. Vamos Balls, and ask him some questions about timing. I didn't know how time was added to a clock. You know, stuff you probably know. Yeah. I don't. I honestly don't. Kick ball, go through goal, get a point. That's all I know. But it's exciting to watch. And I was having a blast. But I was also having a great time listening to so many people talk about their adventures in America, coming over from Scotland, England, various and sundry other places in Europe, from Italy, from France. When they were talking about what they've discovered, and what they said they discovered about America is not what they've heard in the dominant media culture.
Mm-hmm.
They end up at a place in Alabama, you know, to go see the games that took place in Auburn, and they're like, I can't believe people talk to you like that. They actually talk to you. Strangers actually talk to you. Can you believe that? And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I became, in a positive way, very proud. That's the place where I live.
Right.
I think we forget about that. I think sometimes we don't. I think we take it for granted, don't you?
Oh, for sure. This is the best country in the world. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
They went into a Buc-ee's. A couple of Brits did.
Yeah.
And they saw them cutting up the brisket from the brisket sandwiches. And they went bananas. They couldn't believe there was like acres and acres of jerky, Dave. Beef jerky, Dave. Acres and acres of beef jerky. And then you go outside, there's acres and acres of gas pumps.
You get your petrol right here. Gas station.
Yeah. But they don't have the room to do that in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You're landlocked. You're on an island. It's a different world. You know, so I have a British friend of mine whose name is Rory, oddly enough. And Rory is a professor at the University of Tennessee, tremendous guy. And he's in his middle 30s. He goes to my son's church. They're buddies. But Rory gives us, and he's had several Thanksgivings with us and a couple of Christmases. And Rory gives us a really good perspective on where we are, both good, bad, and indifferent, but still to appreciate what we have. There were a couple of Brits that went to see the Grand Canyon for the first time in person. Of course, they seen pictures, but they said, don't let us open our eyes till we get to the place where the observation point is.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed their eyes. They walked them out to the observation point, and they opened their eyes, and they stood there for a minute. They just didn't say anything. And then after a while, one of them started crying. I thought, you know, when I saw the Grand Canyon, it took my breath away a little bit. In May of 2011, I had a great time seeing it. I didn't cry. This guy got emotional. And I thought, look what the hand of God has done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Jonathan, for WRJZ, your father, are you doing anything special for Father's Day for him? Or have you already done it? Or you smack him across the face a couple of times, say, gee, glad you're here, bud.
No, we're going out to... I think we're going out to eat with just my dad on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got the fathers of the family on Sunday afternoon, I believe, is what we're doing.
So a two-tiered celebration.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Where does he want to go to eat, you know?
I think just dad, we might be going to maybe Connor's in Turkey Creek.
Yeah.
I think that may be what we're doing.
That's a good steak right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Prime rib's really good.
Mm.
I had that with the horseradish. Mm. That's not bad right there. And the service is great, too.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's good stuff. Okay. Good taste, Mr. Baker. So for WRJZ, Joy Radio, 865-342-5620. All right, so here's a question. How much screen time do your kids and grandkids get? How much screen time, if they're a fifth grader? I mean, how old is a fifth grader? 10? 11?
Something like that.
10. Yeah. More like 10.
Yeah.
How much screen time should a 10-year-old even have a screen? Now, listen, my 6-year-old grandson, one of my 6-year-old grandsons has a screen, for sure. And he's on it too much. He's okay, but he gets off of it when you tell him to.
Mm.
My 7-year-old grandson, my oldest, Bjorn, nope. He's got nothing. Happy as a lark. Because he doesn't know. His parents said, nope, we're not even going to start you yet. You know, maybe when you're 16. We'll teach you how to use it for a tool in school if you have to, but they're homeschooled. For WRJZ 630, half past the hour, the Bob Bell Show continues with Jonathan Baker. It is Thursday morning. Todd's on duty today, working hard over at his church, getting things ready. I mean, the counselor supreme. So my therapist today is Jonathan Baker. Back in a few moments at WRJZ, time now for the latest news. This newscast sponsored by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue, your home for Michelin.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Woke up this morning, realized I've been made brand new.
For WRJZ Joy Radio.
All of my old friends are asking what happened to you.
My friends, good morning to you.
The man is gone.
Old things have passed
away. He's in the grave.
All things have become new.
That was made upon a cross, and I'm moving up. I'm the holding on, alive in my head.
For WRJZ WRJZ, it's now 6:36 now, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The WRJZ. Hey, Jonathan Baker, City Council has approved the lease renewal for the Knoxville Zoo or Zoo Knoxville.
Does that mean it stays open or it's getting like redone?
No, it gets to stay there.
Gets to stay there?
Nice. They just renew the lease.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know it was a lease.
Oh, I didn't either.
I had no clue. So we were on the same page. We didn't know. 825 North Central Street is getting some restoration funds from the city of Knoxville, District 5, Councilman Charles Thomas. I know him. Welcome to vote for improvements to his district. But the main thing is Zoo Knoxville gets another lease.
There you go.
So they continue to have the animals there. It has been one of the better zoos in the southeast.
Oh, I would agree.
For years, yeah.
The only one that I've probably seen that's been better was the San Diego Zoo.
That's amazing.
That zoo is, we went to San Diego on our most recent choir tour for my high school before I graduated.
That's right. You guys got to go there.
Yeah, it was huge.
Funky. I meant to tell you when you went, for a bunch of you to go to Ray Delgado's. I wish I would have thought about it. It's a Brazilian steakhouse.
I don't know if we can afford that.
No, it's not that bad. You had these salt. Y'all know this. You had these salt and pepper shakers. Okay, and one side is red, one side is green. If the green side is up and it's on your table, keep bringing the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? That's a Brazilian steakhouse and a great greens dominated salad bar that's like no other salad bar you've ever seen. It's the greatest ever. I mean, it is crazy because it's awesome. Beautiful salad bar. But you get items that you don't normally see in salad bars that are great. Not like a Golden Corral salad bar. So you and the boys have said that you want to go to a Golden Corral. Is that right?
Yeah. You're saying that that Brazilian Steakhouse, it sounds a lot like Brazero's on Kingston Pike.
It's very much like Brazero's.
We've been there before.
So it's very much. So same thing. If it's red, that means you're done.
Yeah.
If it's green, you say keep bringing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar to Brazero's. Not very similar. So you're right. This is Ray Delgado's Brazilian Steakhouse, and then we went to Petco Park. And took it to Padres game.
Oh,
it was cool.
We did too. It was really fun.
It was cool.
Sadly, they lost to the, who was it?
When we saw them many years ago, it was the Diamondbacks. That's like one of their rivals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. For WRJZ Joy Radio. All right. See, all of this that we've mentioned here includes no screen time. It's just, it's hanging out with people. It's enjoying things. It's enjoying others. It's enjoying conversation. We enjoy your conversation. 865-342-5620. It's Emancipation Week here at WRJZ. Also, tell us how you became free for something. We'd like to hear your freedom story. 865-342-5620.
Hey. How you doing?
We are doing great because Bob Bell is on the mic.
So what do you think about all the Scots and how they won their big match in Boston and they took over the place? I'm not a beer drinker anymore, but you know what they did? They literally drank Boston dry. All those Scotsmen.
The channel back to the rates. Channel back to the rates, lad.
I like that. I like that. You're working on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
I got to.
Oh, well.
Well, I can't roll the R's quite as well. I work on it, but I still can't do it. But I have a friend of mine who's actually an evangelist. His name is Philip Cameron. Remember Philip, Dave? Philip Cameron's coming here. He visits with us every now and again. He lives in Clinton now and has lived in the United States for over 50 years. But he still has this beautiful, heavy, thick Scottish accent. He goes, "What accent?" You know. But he sounds like Alistair Begg that's drunk something. It sounds like Alistair Begg drank a Red Bull. That's what he sounds like. Just more hyped up. Well, am I right or wrong? He sounds like Alistair Begg drank a Red Bull. for WRJZ Joy Radio. How much screen time do your kids or grandkids get? And if your child is in kindergarten, should they have any screen time? What do you think? The number is 865-342-5620. Most people don't want to be too controversial, so they won't talk about it. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Emancipation Proclamation. You said that when I said Bernard P. Fife, you knew who I was talking about, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
He looked at me out there and said, I know exactly who you're talking about. So is that your dad? That's a big Indian
watcher. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's been one throughout the school year as I was, you know, just wrapping up and graduating. I hadn't had, you know, much time to sit down and watch really anything. But, you know, I've had some time, you know, like after work days and stuff like that, after I get everything done, you know, just sit down and watch a few episodes of something. So that's usually what I pick is Andy Griffith Show.
Isn't that a good way to kind of chill down, though?
Oh, I know. You could either have it on, you know, you're fully watching it, or you just, like, have it on in the background.
Yeah.
Getting something done.
You know, and I already know the dialogue. I know exactly what's written.
You know exactly what they're going to say.
Unfortunately.
You've seen every episode four times.
My wife, more than that, my wife was sitting yesterday, and we were watching the episode where I think it was Barney had just bought a motorcycle at the auction, and he was dressed up in all his regalia.
Yeah, that's a good
took one. Off his hat, and Andy put on the hat, and he goes, "What do you think?" And Barney turns around and does a double take. And
you don't put on my hat.
See, you do know.
It's my hat.
Don't wear my hat, Ange. So my wife, before he says it, she says, "Don't wear my hat, Ange." And I looked over at her, and he goes, I said, I have never loved you any more than I have. Never been so attracted to you in my life. And it was like, I was fixing dinner and all that kind of thing. I was like, wow, 41 years, all this has finally rubbed off on her. Because when I used to be in there watching Andy Griffith Show 41 years ago, she would just come into the room and roll her eyes. So later on, once we get close to the top of the hour, we're gonna do a very famous Andy Discovers America rendering of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to be probably after the break and after we do Food for the Soul. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, meanwhile, this date, 1621, going back to the history before this nation was a nation, the first duel in America was reported. Duel. You know what a duel is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to assume. Just because you're smart and everything, I don't know. All right, took place in Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts. The duel was fought with swords and daggers. That sounds pretty serious to me. I don't know about you. Here's where it kind of gets weird. Featured Edward Duty, D-U-T-Y, and Edward Leister. Two Edwards were going at it. The duelers managed to wound each other, but they didn't kill each other. Now, I'm sitting there thinking, you've got daggers and you've got swords. How did nobody end up dead?
You know, there's only room for one Edward, so.
That's why, maybe that was it.
Maybe that was the cause of the feud.
Meanwhile, the United States issued a declaration of war against Great Britain in our nation's history in 1812. This is after the Revolutionary War, which spurred on Johnny Horton to write the song, The War of 1814.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
For WRJZ, Johnny Horton had a way of capturing history. And that was one of those he did, man, Johnny Horton. 1945 on this date, U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower received a tumultuous welcome in Washington, D.C. General Eisenhower addressed a joint session of Congress on this date as he began the series of victory celebrations in the honor of the Army and the Army in which he represented. Isn't that great?
That's great.
Victory in World War II. Victory both theaters, in the Asian theater and also in the European theater. DJ Day, victory over Japan, and BE Day, victory in Europe. For WRJZ, 647. 13 minutes now away from 7 o'clock. Food for the Soul coming up. We're going to talk about loving one another as Christ told you to from David Jeremiah. Where do you find the best cinnamon rolls in all of East Tennessee? One answer, Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls in Gatlinburg on Glades Road in the arts and craft community. Locally owned and operated by Sean and Kim Bromley. With wonderful cinnamon rolls made fresh daily in small batches. Get your fresh order today at olgasyodelcinnamonrolls.com. That's olgasyodelcinnamonrolls.com. And remember, 4 out of 5 bears approve Olga's Yodel.
The Joy Radio Summer of Liberty is sponsored in part by Cedar Springs Christian Store, Rusty Wallace Nissan, and Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Listen for more patriotic messages during the Summer of Liberty on Joy Radio.
Stepping away from 7 at WRJZ Joy Radio. He is the dancer, and we're just the Lord of the dance. He's the Lord of the dance. We just dance. Okay, so there's a video on Facebook, unfortunately, with your host dancing. Not good.
Oh, no.
And I'm about a half beat behind everything.
Oh, no.
Tanya Stout Brown taught me into doing it the other day, and she put it up on her TikTok, and there's already 3,000 or 4,000 people have seen it. And I look like a beached whale. But, and then some other people say, whoa, Bob, you got moves. I'm like, no. No, I should. I should have better moves than that. So I'm going to tell Tanya, I've got to redo that. It's okay if she leaves it up there because it's the truth. It's awful. I'm sure you've never embarrassed yourself.
Oh, no, surely not.
Jonathan Baker with us at WRJZ Joy Radio. Isabella Rossellini, the model, turned 74 today. 74? Really? Lou Brock was born in the state in 1939. And there's a guy by the name of Paul McCartney, born in the state in 1942. He's 84 today. After the Beatles, there was Wings right here for WRJZ. You know, this one was a number one hit, too. It was a big hit for WRJZ and 102.5 FM. You know who else has a birthday today?
Who?
Blake Shelton turns 50. This Blake Shelton. Can you believe that? We all got
a hill, really. Oh, yeah. There it is. No matter where you're from.
That's it for WRJZ Joy Radio. We were talking about Andy Griffith. All right. So there's a scene where Andy is explaining to his son Opie as well as the other boys in Mrs. Crump's history class and trying to get them excited about history again. It's in her general class. When it comes to history, the boys were really failing.
Mm.
So he decides to get them excited by telling them the story, Andy Griffith style, about the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
You sure you want to hear this story? It's history.
Come on! For
Pete's sake, tell the story.
Well, one time a long time ago, this country was a part of England, and we wasn't getting along with them too good. In fact, we was thinking about breaking away and starting our own country. But the king over there in England, he says, you do that, and I'm going to send my redcoats. They was British soldiers, and he's going to send them over here to whoop us.
Of all the nerve!
He says, you better think about that thing. Well, so your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddies all got together, you know, to think about it. And they argued about it back and forth a while. And finally, one of them says, let's do it. Let's start our own country. Somebody says, how you do that? Says, I don't know. Says, I reckon you just start. Says, what do we call it? Says, let's call it the United States of America.
That was a good name.
Yeah. Now, about that time, up in Boston, Massachusetts, there's a fellow living up there named Paul Revere. And he's a pretty good old fella, just as poor as Job's turkey, but he's a pretty good old fella. And he owned a real good old horse named Nelly. Now, Paul, he was wandering around the streets up there one night, and he come up on a friend of his. And he says, "Howdy, what's new?" His friend says, "What's new?" Says, "The British is coming. That's what's new. What's the matter with thee?" And Paul says, "You're kidding." He says, "It's a fact." Says, "I just heard it from an Indian. And you know them Indians, they keep their ears to the ground." And Paul says, "Do the folks know about this?" Fella says, "I just heard about it myself." And Paul says, "Well, what we going to do?" And fella says, "I'm getting out of town." And Paul says, "Well, we got to spread the word." He says, "You spread it. I'm getting out of town." Well, Paul, he didn't know what to do, but he knowed he had to do something. Now, it happened. It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, "The British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution." And them farmers come up piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called. They grabbed their squirrel guns.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grabbed their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits and a-waving to the girls, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
Said, "Yeah, there's stories like that all in your history, in my history book." Yeah. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what bachelor young men want to eat on a junk food weekend.
Oh, boy.
So I want you to throw out some of yours, being a young man yourself, Jonathan Baker, okay?
I'll get to thinking.
Fox News update coming in just a few moments. Enjoy radio. Dave Clabo's over there. Jonathan Baker's over there. Later on, we're going to talk with Bethany Miller about the nuclear family. All of that right here at WRJZ. Joy Radio, WRJZ Knoxville. Okay, here's the deal. Jesus fed the 5,000. Was it two fish and five loaves? Five barley loaves?
Yeah, five loaves, two fish.
Not five fish, two loaves.
Unless I'm crazy, yeah, because... five loaves, two fish. It sounds right.
All right. With what did Jesus feed the 5,000? All right, we'll get to that here in just a second. Welcome in. It's now 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. That's Jonathan Baker over there. Jonathan Baker, the music maker, is helping to worship at Wallace Knox. You've gotten to know Van Meter pretty well.
Oh, absolutely.
He comes from the University of Mobile as well?
Mm-hmm.
So he knew Roger Breland and Jason Breland and all that bunch?
Yeah, well, I know that Roger obviously has founded Voices and a couple other groups down there. And Jason used to actually be the worship pastor at Grace, which is the church my family goes to. Mm-hmm. So we have that connection there. We've been down to see them. We saw their Christmas production this past year.
They said that's another level.
First Baptist Church, Hendersonville. I mean, it was phenomenal. And, we got the chance to go out and eat and spend some time with him afterwards and, just getting some good advice from him because, he's been doing what he does for a long time, and he's really good at it. So, it's very good to have, mentors and older people like that, just pour into you I need that knowledge because I don't have it yet, and they do.
See, the wisest thing you just said is what you just said. I don't have that knowledge, and I need to surround myself with people who do.
That's right, yeah.
That's very smart. All right, so later today, you head off on a bachelor's trip Now, there's no drinking. These are a bunch of Baptist boys. These boys don't drink. I know them. They're not like I was 43 years ago. They don't do that. But what they do is have fun, right? So is there like a, do I have like a ping pong game set up or something like, you know?
Oh, yeah. We got a, gosh, I don't know if it's an Airbnb or something. It's up in like the Sevierville area, and it's a cabin, and it's filled with loads of stuff. It's got like, you know, those.
Do you have air hockey or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's got like a hot tub, a putting green outside, cornhole.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It's going to be fun, yeah. We're really excited. It was actually because Bobby was looking for a place to, you know, do something like this, and so was, you know, one of the other groomsmen. But right. Lauren was actually the one who found the place and sent it to Ryan, who's another one of the.
Wasn't that nice of her?
Yeah. It'd be hard not to. It was a great place.
So the question now is, what do a group of bachelors look for snacks for the weekend?
Well,
you're going to go to the Walmart. What are you going to get?
Well, yeah, we said we'd go to Walmart, and honestly, I don't know if either of us is too picky. I just think there's going to be two criteria. It's going to be, one, it's probably not going to be healthy at all.
No.
And
you can detox afterwards.
It's going to be
bad food.
More than likely, it's going to be whatever we see on the shelf first. I mean, we're going to get to a certain spending limit, and that's just going to be, okay, this is what we got for the weekend.
You've got your budget.
Yeah.
So that's amazing that you're going to go. You've got a budget in mind. You're going to run to the Walmart at 10 o'clock. You probably haven't eaten anything even by then. So you go to the Walmart hungry. You know what that leads to. You're going to get stuff you probably shouldn't.
I never shop for food on an empty stomach because, you know, then you'll get what you want in the moment. You know, you'll leave with like 7 rotisserie chickens. And like,
yeah, that looks good. You'd be like, you'd be like, Jake Blues, Jake at Elwood, like, in other words, give me 4 fried chickens and a Coke. Yeah. For WRJZ, Joy Radio. All right, we're going to talk about the importance of the nuclear family when we get back in just a few moments. Jonathan Baker, along with Bethany Miller, she's lined up ready to go on the Bob Bell Show shortly at WRJZ, Joy Radio. Now 78 degrees. Can you believe that? Wind is blowing. Feels like a beach day here.
It does.
The wind's blowing. It's not terribly humid, but it is. 78 degrees. That means we got probably some thunder showers off and on later on this afternoon. Just not a total washout, though. Just off and on. For WRJZ Joy Radio, we're back in a few moments with Bethany Miller as we talk the very important thing of God's design of the nuclear family.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Bob Bell is back on the air.
Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls.
You know that song, Jonathan?
It's all I see.
Not by heart. I feel like I've heard it before, though.
I bet you have. Crank it up, Mr. Producer. That's from Family Matters back in the day, in 1990s, way before you ever came along.
See, I was either thinking that or I was thinking Happy Days, but I didn't know which one it was. But I swear,
Steve Urkel.
Yeah, I swore I'd heard that before.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Jonathan Baker is with us at WRJZ. He's an incoming freshman at University of Mobile. I am Bob Bell. Bethany Miller is on the phone with me. Bethany, welcome to the Bob Bell Show. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
How did you like that intro? The bigger love of the family from Family Matters.
Absolutely iconic, and I love that we're coming back to the nuclear family.
You know, the governor of the state of Tennessee declared that this is Nuclear Family Month instead of Pride Month. And I think the emphasis has also been put on having fathers assume the role they're supposed to have, and moms as well. Because it looks, Bethany, to me like God had a pretty good design. What do you think?
He absolutely did. And Bob, isn't it interesting that we have to return to that? Isn't it interesting that we have to even say what the nuclear family is? One man, one woman, some kids under a roof, and that's what contributes to a flourishing society? I just think it's absolutely crazy that we have to go back to the basics and say what it is.
Now, I have a young man here. He's, what, 18?
Yes, sir.
18-year-old young man getting ready to be a freshman in college. And when I said, we're going to talk about the nuclear family, he said, what did you say?
The term that I had heard before was immediate family. So I'd never heard the term nuclear family before. So I thought he was referencing, you know, like Oak Ridge or something in that nature, you know, something like that.
So the fact of the matter is, the term nuclear family needs to be brought back so that we understand that God had a great design for a husband, a wife, raising children, and that is the divine design. So in honor of America's 250th birthday, I got to ask the question, what would the next 250 be shaped by? Will we shape those with our values from Scripture or what?
Well, isn't it just going right back to the basics? I mean, we say that this nation is one nation under God, and we call that pretty simple. But, you know, here's what we're thinking. Do we know what that God is anymore? And I think what's up for debate is so many are saying this nation was not founded upon Scripture. And I'd like to argue that that's not correct, because we know that the pilgrims in 1620 wrote in the Mayflower Complex that this was for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And George Washington said in his farewell address, religion and morality are indispensable supports to our country. And John Adams, our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. So I would say the next 50 will absolutely be contingent on if we remember our founding, and we will remember that this is one nation under God and what that fully means, which goes back to Scripture, which goes back to the nuclear family, because we know the nuclear family is the bedrock of a flourishing society.
But you know, I would agree with that. You know, it even says on our dollar bills, it says one nation under God. So, you know, even in the things we use on the daily life, we see still rooted in biblical, still rooted in Scripture.
Absolutely. And, you know, something that we're seeing, too, is biblical illiteracy. I mean, yes, it says one nation under God all over our walls. But, like, going back to, I don't even think modern America even knows what the Scripture is, more catechized by podcasters and Instagram graphics than our own full counsel of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, we got to get back to the fact, too, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That proverb was written from a point of real wisdom so that we can understand that if you stray away from his word, there will be consequences. On the other hand, Bethany Miller, if we move toward him, there are positive consequences. So with June being Pride Month elsewhere, like the Major League Baseball teams are having a big to-do because several of the players are actually etching Genesis into their hat so that they can say that the rainbow they know represents God's promise not to destroy the earth by water again. But there are many others, and even the Major League Baseball Commission is threatening to penalize those players for etching those scriptures in.
So I saw this thing the other day, just going off of that, what you said. Do you know the actor, now I don't know a ton about his personal life. Do you know the actor Rob Schneider?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Grown Ups.
He's a great comedian.
So what I didn't understand is, and I almost reached out to someone and talked about this. You know, we can make our professional baseball players, you know, we can make them wear hats that, you know, go with the group, you know, go with the...
That signify pride.
Yeah, in, pride hat.
In homosexuality.
But...
Let's call it like it is here.
Sports Illustrated posted on X or Twitter, whatever you call it, says mm-hmm. three Giants pitchers wore Bible verses on their Pride night caps during Friday's game, and it says MLB has since issued a warning to them. So Rob Schneider replied to this tweet, and he said, I will pay the fines of any MLB Christian player who wears a Bible verse on their uniform. MLB is anti-Christian. And I'm thinking... You know, we can force our players to wear this stuff on their hats, but then when they want to choose something to put on the hat,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, you can't do that or else you're going to have to pay money. So, you know, that didn't make sense to me. People on the internet pretty much agreed under that post with what he was saying. So
yeah, Bethany, they are. People are starting to return. Even people who may not be believers are beginning to see the wisdom in a father, a mother, raising children.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because I think what we're seeing, just to your point, we saw when Sodom and Gomorrah is paraded as progress. We've seen how that has not contributed to a flourishing society. We've seen that that's created more cultural chaos. And so I think we're returning to Scripture because we know that a Christian civilization provides the benefit.
Bethany, we'd like to hold you over for another break. Can you hang on a moment?
I'm staying right here.
Bethany Miller is going to keep joining us here. She's on the ball, man. I love this.
Absolutely.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, we're celebrating the nuclear family. Also, we're going to pray for one of our state senators, Paige Whaley. That's coming up with Pat Paulus in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
To infinity and beyond.
From East Tennessee to the outer edges of awesome, it's the Bob Bell Show.
Here with us, the Director of Communications with the National Religious Broadcasters and Directing Managing Editor of The Conservator, the one Bethany Miller, with us at WRJZ. Joy Radio, she traveled all the way down Highway 66 to be with us on the Bob Bell Show today. Good to be with you, Bethany. So when you're talking to people about returning to those basic building blocks and biblical values of family, what is the reaction you're starting to get? Do you see people that are very hungry for this?
You know, Bob, I think I see both. I think I see some that are hungry for the benefits of it. But once you start talking like that America was founded as a Christian nation, that America is one nation under God, that America must return to those Christian values, then I get lots of, whoa, are we talking about Christian nationalism here? And then it's all the boogeyman stuff,
oh,
right?
Oh, Christian nationalism. That's become the trigger word.
It definitely has. Now, you know, I would say that people within the church are a little less afraid, which is a good thing, because now we're like, you know, actually, if I love my nation and I love my God, that's actually not that bad. People on the other side are still a little bit like, oh, that's the boogeyman. But I do think, especially with the 250th and lots of just going back and just like some of those quotes I read you earlier, John Adams, our Constitution was made for an only a moral and religious people,
yes.
You know, that our government was made for that. I think we're starting to go, okay, that actually is fact. That is history. That is fact. Now, just the other day, I did see somebody say on a, he got millions of views on a podcast, and it said, oh, America wasn't founded on Scripture. Like, we were founded as, you know, the separation of church and state. And so, you know, that definitely still looms. So I would say I get a little bit of a mixed bag.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I was explaining to young Jonathan here about an hour ago that our nation, too, was founded on the principle that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator. But the fact of the matter is, that principle comes from Scripture. For God is no respecter of persons. In other words, there is that kind of equality or that kind of respect for everyone. And yet the same is true when the Scripture says, male and female created he them. He is specifically talking in the book of Genesis about the separation that there's two sexes. There's male and female. And then he goes, in the image of God, he created them. If you look at points of our Constitution, everywhere, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That sounds awful scripturish to me.
It absolutely does. You know, and I'd like to be able to sit down, and I have before with some secular progressives, and say, don't you want a civilization that has Christian benefits? Don't you want a civilization that is influenced by Scripture? Because Scripture created, to your point, human dignity and life and justice and all the beautiful things that, you know, created the American dream. I definitely don't want to live in the Middle East in a country that was, like, influenced by Islam. I, as a woman, I'd have no rights. So, of course, I want a nation that is one nation under God, and I would want a nation that does have a little bit of that, you know, Christian nationalism in it, no matter what you define it as.
I think that's a word that's been used as a battering ram to get people to hush up. You know, Christian nationalism. And it's been used as a bad word because then they morph it into fascism, which many of the people who use that word do not know what fascism means. And then they morph it in from fascism. It becomes Nazism. You know, what?
You know, some people literally just throw those words around and they really don't even know what they mean. Like, they're just saying something to say something.
And that's from an 18-year-old right there. Pretty good wisdom, isn't it, Bethany?
Absolutely, and it's so encouraging to hear that.
You know, we've got some, you know, and that's what another thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing younger people, younger men, and even younger women begin to say, you know what? We've tried this other stuff. We see fatherless America. So many of our American children are going to lay their heads down on a pillow tonight without a dad in the house. And like I said, when I mentioned nuclear family, Jonathan's raised by good Christian parents, and he belongs to Christ himself, but he didn't know nuclear family meant a mom, a dad, raising children. But he's got that in his home. His mom and his dad have raised two wonderful children in their life. So that's where they stand. But man, for a lot of people, if you say those words, they're like fighting words, aren't they?
They definitely are. And I'm going to take a step back because, you know, this concept of the nuclear family, they call it that because it means the small core unit, like a nucleus of an atom. So mm-hmm. opposed to like an extended family. So yeah, that means that mom, that dad under one roof. And yeah, we've seen fatherlessness contributes to crime data. We've seen when moms choose career over home, we've seen that the children are not raised with the emotional support that they need because women are created in a certain way where they're able to be that nurturer, and men are created to be those leaders. And we've seen, like you were saying, I think Gen Z is like, said, we're enough. I'm tired of Pride Month. I'm tired of cultural chaos. I'm tired of political violence and polarization. I'm tired of all of this. So where can I go? So, you know, it's interesting, too, because the data is showing they are returning back to the Christian faith. A lot of them are actually returning to Orthodoxy and Catholicism because I think they're so hungry for tradition that they swing the other way. So that's been really interesting to watch. But it's encouraging, nonetheless, to say we want to go back to the God of the Bible. We want to go back to something that has structure to it. So I've been so encouraged. Now, again, like I said earlier, we still do have a little bit of a biblical literacy problem because people listen to a podcast and they're like, that's it. And I'm like, we got to steward our media well. But
a lot of people say they believe the Bible, but then they get mad when you tell them what's in it. You know, for WRJZ, that's Bethany Miller, Joy Radio. Bethany, let's do this again sometime soon. Deal?
Absolutely.
Bethany, how can we get a hold of you, or how can we go to your website?
You can check us out on the National Religious Broadcasters at nrb.org. You can follow us on Instagram or X. You can find the Conservatoire at theconservatoire.com or online.
One more time, big hand for Bethany Miller here at WRJZ. Joy Radio, time now for the latest news. Brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue. That's where Meg and I have been getting our tires for over a quarter of a century.
The Joy Radio Summer of Liberty is sponsored in part by Cedar Springs Christian Store, Rusty Wallace Nissan, and Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Listen for more patriotic messages during the Summer of Liberty on Joy Radio.
I'm gonna fall down on my knees.
It's also the Emancipation Proclamation Week. Good morning.
And thank the Lord.
Hallelujah for WRJZ. Hit it, boys! You like the red clay strain?
I love the red clay strain.
There's something raw about that stuff. I love it. I mean, it's like drinking whole milk right out of the cow. I mean,
have you listened to their new album?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
People always trying to tell me just what you want to do.
Come on now.
But I'm trying to allow my mama's advice, and that's always got me through.
Their main singer, I've always thought he's got a little bit of Elvis in him.
He does.
I've always liked.
A little bit of Johnny Cash and Elvis.
Yeah.
It's a mixture. Then you see him start to move his leg when he gets excited on this song.
Yeah.
And it's a little throwback to Elvis. It's like, oh, man. Except he has a moral background.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to their a lot of their older stuff, like before they were really known.
That's only about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, they're relatively newer, but you go back and listen to their old stuff, and they've got like almost, they still have that moral background, but they've got like direct, like biblical stuff in their songs, which is cool. A few of their songs, and let's see if I can find it.
It's got some love songs, and then mostly it's a lot of songs like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rockabilly version of gospel music. It's really cool. I don't know. I enjoy it. The Red Clay Strays. Look them up. from WRJZ Joy Radio. Bob Bell at your service. 7:36 now, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Keith Window Company. Keith Window will replace all your windows at one low price. Get a quote today. Or make sure your windows aren't sweating and, you know, they're leaking or what, you know. If you've got problems and you've got gaps and you've got issues, you need to go to Keith Window's website. Set up an appointment with a professional. Get it done. Tell Chad I sent him, right, for WRJZ. And by the way, they're going to have some other people nominated for a new door entry. They gave away one just last week, a new door entry, which means they gave away a front door.
Oh, yeah.
And the beautiful entry piece and the whole thing for somebody who just don't have the money to replace their front door, or other people who are perhaps physically unable to get through a regular door entrance. They needed something wider for wheelchair access. Or whatever the case, if you want to nominate somebody, you go to Keith Window Company's website. And you can nominate somebody by name, somebody that really needs it, and they're glad to give it back. But for those of us regular that are just looking to replace windows and make it efficient once and for all, call them and go there and tell them we sent you. For WRJZ, Jonathan Baker is over there. He's an incoming freshman at the University of Mobile. So what specifically will you be studying there?
So my major is going to be worship leadership in a church setting.
Uh-huh.
So there was one, there was two major worship leadership options. One of them was in a, you know, like a teaching setting, and the other one was in the church setting. And the long-term goal for me is worship pastor, so that's what I want to do. I've got a couple of friends that are going into music ed, and
there you are.
Some that are going to production, but that's the goal for me.
For WRJZ, back in just a few moments with more of our Summer of Liberty.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Today I got so much to be thankful for.
We got some groceries in there. We're good.
I woke up this morning thinking, thank you, Lord.
This is what I was dancing to the other day.
I want to see the video, Dave. Like,
you can go to my Facebook page if you want to.
Bob, I'm 18 years old. Do you think I have Facebook?
It's on Tanya SB's TikTok.
Oh, well, I don't have that either. So
okay, well... Evidently, 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people do.
Oh, no.
I have received many comments.
Oh, no.
And I did have some moves, but I didn't know what I was going to do. And so I'm about a half a step late on everything when I'm listening to it and watching it. And, of course, Tanya's right on it because she does this all the time. She is a person who would be in her 50s, and she connects with younger people all the time. She's very open about her faith in Christ. And sometimes some of these younger people have no clue what she's talking about will ask her a question. So now she becomes an apologetics person and or just a person who tells the gospel. I think, that's awesome. You know, sure. But she put me on there and some people said, ooh, Bob's got some moves. I said, yeah. Yeah, there. If that's what you want to call it. So, listen, you're looking at a guy, Jonathan Baker, who walked out in front of me. Who walked out in front of a bunch of school moms at a school bus stop having forgotten to zip my britches. Yeah. So I get back to the house after getting the kids from the bus stop. And my wife says, I think you got a problem there. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, look at your pants. So my pants were unzipped. And she said, well, at least you didn't get out of the car and talk to anybody. No, I got out of the car and talked to everybody, walked up to their door saying, hey, I'm Bob Bell. I just live up the road here. You know, my kids, Alyssa and Jordan, they go to Carnes this or Carnes that or whatever, blah, 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 this back in the day.
Fantastic first impression.
And I wondered why they were looking at me kind of strange, but sort of smiling. That was it.
You know, you are taller than the average person.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Depending on the height of the intended receiver. I mean.
So the joke is when I start out the door, my wife is, your pants zipped? Yes, ma'am. It's been 41 years. I still get that from time. And this is like over 20 years ago.
Hey, you know.
My kids are all in their 30s now.
Everyone needs a reminder every now and then. You know, you just got to check yourself.
XYZ. There you are. So for WRJZ, have you ever done anything embarrassing? Sure. We were talking about some of the great moments in America's history. The Emancipation Proclamation. Now, Barney Fife talked about the Emancipation Proclamation, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember when he talked about that, and then also when he talked about the, what was it, the preamble?
Yes.
Yeah, he had to like list out.
When he began to try to say he memorized it.
Yes, and then Andy said every word.
Andy had to help him with every word. This is his take on the Emancipation Proclamation. Andy knew he didn't know it, but he was trying to show Opie how hard it is to learn.
This is good. I remember this now.
So here is the Emancipation Proclamation expert, Bernard Fife.
Now, you was asking about the
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Yeah, you always was. Well, the Emancipation Proclamation was a proclamation, is what it was.
What was it about?
It was about emancipation. What do you think it was about? What was it about? Use your head, man. It's common knowledge. There was these folks, and how else was they going to get themselves emancipated unless there was a proclamation? So they got themselves a proclamation, and they called it the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised at you for not knowing that, Andy. And I'll tell you something else. I'm even more surprised that you think I don't know about the Emancipation Proclamation.
We're still waiting for you to tell us about it.
Well, if you get so smart alecky about it, maybe I'm not even going to tell you.
There it is. 746 at WRJZ. That's just gold. That sounds like an essay paper I may have turned in when I was in the seventh grade.
A lot of fluff.
Yeah, there's nothing there. It sounded like something Kamala Harris would have said during the campaign.
Oh.
Just fact is, I heard, hush, Dave, I heard her say something. I said, she found my seventh grade paper. So I said, I can't throw any stones, but then again, I'm not running for president. So, hey, you know, you got to know what you're saying.
You know what's funnier is you, I don't know if I can say this.
You do whatever you do.
You'll have a guy like Biden get up on there. America can be described in one word.
It was amazing because I'd never heard that word. He was speaking in tongues. Suddenly he became Pentecostal. David just spit out his coffee. It's my goal every morning to get Dave to spit out his coffee.
Dave's like, oh no, we're going to get so many letters.
Well, it's Dave Claybo. Anyway, for WRJZ Joy Radio, bbell at wrjz.com. No, it's sad because he didn't know it. And he would say, America be described in just one word. And he fumbled around. Sad, wasn't it? For WRJZ Joy Radio, the final leg of the Bob Bell Show, brought to you by Keith Window Company. Coming up in a few moments, 747. We have traffic and weather on the way as well.
The Joy Radio Summer of Liberty is sponsored in part by City Heating and Air Conditioning and Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. Listen for more patriotic messages during the Summer of Liberty on Joy Radio.
Hit it! WRJZ. Rounding third and headed for home on this edition of the Bob Bell Show. The WRJZ.
Home stretch.
A little tip of the hat to some of our Major League Baseball players who said, nope, if I'm going to wear the pride hat that's a rainbow, I'm going to etch the verse from Genesis in there that talks about God's promise not to destroy the earth again by water. Because that's the original intent of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
For WRJZ. Jonathan Baker headed off to a bachelor's party for the weekend. Not a lot of wild drinking, but a lot of wild snacking. A lot of snacking. What do you think you're going to reach for when you get to Walmart?
Gosh, let me think.
While you're thinking about that, Jessica Brassington on Screen Filters tomorrow. That's during the 7:30 slot. And then in the early 7 o'clock spot, we've got another one that's going to be good. Herbie Newell, The Importance of Fathers, as we head toward Father's Day. Any shout out to Chad Baker today?
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's been your father for 18 years. He's done okay.
That's right.
Yeah, Chad. When I see a guy like, and here's what I've always said, and I stole it from my pastor, Ron Stewart, many thousands of years ago. When you see a turtle on top of a fence post, the chances are it didn't get there by itself. When you see a couple of young adults, like Mr. Baker over here is now a young adult at 18, and see the kind of dreams he has to be a worship leader, now serving at Wallace Knox and also at Grace and several other places, he wants to be a worship leader. It's because there are some parents involved, mom and dad, that did a great job. It starts with the dad. Your dad is also in the choir. Of course, I shamed him in getting back in the choir. You know. He goes, I've been thinking about it anyway. He's got this incredible country voice, though, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really does. It's a baritone. Just a bass baritone.
Well, Mom, I love you, but thank the Lord I get the voice from my dad.
She is a very talented eye doctor.
Oh, yep. Lauren doesn't want to be an eye doctor. Lauren's my sister. She's 21.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to be an eye doctor.
She's the one getting married.
Yeah, she wants to go.
To one of your friends, Bobby.
Yeah, she wants to go into the medical field, so she gets that from my mom. So we both pull some good things from the parents.
Oh, yeah. Listen, she's smarter than the average bear, but are you.
Yeah.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, coming up later today at 11 o'clock, Jack Gibbs, Real Life Radio. He's talking about you get so stressed out over this and you're so stressed over that. Jack Gibbs says, leave it to him.
400 whining, whimpering, griping Eeyores. Life's over. And David inspired them. And you know what's awesome about that? Or you keep reading Samuel. You start running into a title of some men, and these and those and these guys, and they went and did this, and they were David's, mighty men of valor.
Hmm.
You know what they grew up to be? Giant killers.
Yeah.
They did. They killed giants. I can't believe it. My life's over. And then snapshot, move ahead. 1 year later, they're out slaying giants, cutting heads off of Goliath's brothers and everybody.
Yeah.
Man, my life's over. No, it's not over. You're a Christian. God's on the throne. I'm indebted so bad. And God's got a plan. It's not altogether bad. Discontentment given to God leads to great victory.
That's good. Discontentment given to God leads to great victory. That's pretty good.
That is good. I'd be afraid if those giant killers were today and they went to that NBA Finals game, saw guys like Victor Wembanyama, Karl Anthony Towns, think there's some giants over there.
Because 7'5" can handle the ball like he's 5'5". Wow.
Sorry, random thought.
11 o'clock today is Jack Gibbs. Now, I thought about that, and one thing I learned from the New York Knicks, don't give up.
Yep.
You're 29 points down. You stink. You're throwing up bricks everywhere. Your defense is horrible. Don't give up. Keep playing. Dig in. Adjust. Do what you have to do. And they win their first NBA Finals since 1973.
52 years ago.
When Willis Reed was playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even remember. I was only about 10 years old. Anyway, that's amazing to watch. How they came back. They came back more than once.
Oh, yeah.
From incredible deficits during the finals.
They were down a half, I think. It was either two or three games. I think it was two. Two of the games that they played. Maybe it was three. I don't know.
In two of the games, they were over 20 points down.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. For WRJZ, so we want to encourage you today, don't give up. Brought to you by Keith Window Company this morning. Check them out. They're great people. Jonathan Baker. Go get them, Tiger. Have fun at the bachelor's party this weekend. But remember, this is an alcohol-free bachelor's party. It's a good one.
Well, we are going to have a lot.
They're Baptist boys, but they're going to have a lot of fun eating a lot of snacks.
Oh, you know it.
Playing pool.
Oh, you know it.
Playing cornhole, air hockey. Anyway, for WRJZ Joy Radio and 102.5 FM, all over the world at WRJZ.com. Big show planned for you tomorrow. You join us for the Friday edition. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.